Praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo, and this is tape number 32 on eating and drinking and breathing the Lord. But first, let's go up to the throne of the Lord to ask the Lord to bless the service. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for your breath. We thank you for the food, because the water is in the air, in the breath. The life is in the breath. It's in your word. These are all food and drink unto us. And Lord, we ask that you open everyone's mind, their hearts, their spirit, their soul, to receive life from you, and to remember that we have to receive that life every day. Because we don't walk by sight, but we walk by faith in that we have to eat and drink daily. There's life in the Word, but we have to also remember there's death in the Word. We have to read it spiritually. Lord God, imprint this on everyone's heart, soul, and mind that they have to continue renewing their spirit on a daily basis. Lord, we ask it in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay, let's go.
The wind, the breath, and the spirit.
That's what this is about. The wind, the breath, and the spirit. They're all life. Amen?
Amen.
Is the spirit life?
Yes.
Is the wind life?
Yes.
Is the breath life?
Yes.
Is the water life?
Yes.
Is the manna life?
Yes.
Is the food life?
Yes.
Is the produce life?
Yes.
Is Christ life?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. You're right. How'd you learn so much? I never heard you answer so quickly before. All right. Maybe it's because we've had 31 messages on this, right?
Yeah.
All right, praise the Lord. So you've learned something. All right, let's go.
It is important for us to remember that in Ezekiel 37, the wind is the breath, and the breath is the spirit. Verse 9 says, quote, "Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God."
Say to the wind? Well, now, if the wind responds to the things that we say to it, that the Lord tells us to say to it, then how much more when we speak to sickness and disease? The Lord says, speak unto these, you know, cast, or if we're speaking to devils, this devils have to respond to the word of the Lord, and so does sickness. Amen?
Amen.
By my stripes you are healed. Now say that to the disease. Amen?
Amen.
O son of man, or son of God, prophesy unto these things, these problems. Prophesy about these things to the world of dry bones, and tell the Lord, the wind, to come and give them life. Amen?
Amen.
Well, the wind, the breath is the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
So prophesy to the Lord, the wind, the breath, and say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, send the wind. Wind, come and give this whole world of dry bones life. And Lord, my spirit is dead, because there's a lot of Christians that are dead and they're dry. And say to the wind, to the Father. The wind is the Father. Amen?
Amen.
Is the Father spirit?
Yes.
Is the wind spirit?
Yes.
Well, then say to the wind, wind, give me life. Amen?
Amen.
Is what the Lord is saying to him. Amen?
Amen.
He's saying to that bunch of dejointed, separated house of God, be joined together, have life. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See, that was like a graveyard, these dry bones laying there, and graveyards are quiet, aren't they?
Yes.
Well, that isn't the way the house of the Lord is supposed to be. The home church is supposed to not be quiet, are they? Anytime I hear somebody real quiet, I figure they're not. They might be dead. Amen? Must be. Because graveyards are quiet. Amen?
Amen?
But the house of the Lord says, praise the Lord! Amen?
Amen?
Glory to God. Hey, that's more like it. You just shocked me. All right, then what? Let's go.
Come from the four winds.
Okay, read that again. Son of man, come on.
Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God.
Spirit, wind, thus saith the Lord God. Okay, then what?
Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon...
O Spirit, amen?
Amen.
O God, then what?
and breathe upon these slain that they may live.
Because they're dead. If they're dead, spiritually dead, say to the spirit, to the wind, to the four winds, make me alive. Amen?
Amen.
Don't make me so quiet. I don't want to be quiet anymore. I want to be vocal. I want to be a mouthpiece for the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
I want to say, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
But I don't want to just say it. I want to really mean it. Amen. Amen. In the spirit. All right? I just hate it when people say, praise the Lord. I mean, I don't mind it if they say, praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
But when they say, praise the Lord, can I have this? And they don't really mean that. They're using the Lord's name in vain. Amen.
Amen.
When you're asking for something, ask it with your heart. Okay? And all your soul. Give me life. Give my spirit life. Okay? Hallelujah! Amen.
Amen?
All right, that's more like it. Then what?
The Lord told Ezekiel to say to the wind, quote, O breath.
O breath. In other words, O God. O spirit. Amen?
Amen.
He says, O breath. Amen. Read it. Because, I mean, if you read it from my pad here, maybe people think I'm lying. I want you to, you know, let's read it from the book of truth. Amen?
Amen.
The word of God.
Ezekiel 37, verse 9. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath.
O breath. I said, O breath. Amen?
Amen.
That's what it says. Does it say, O breath?
Yes.
Say
yes.
That again.
Come from the four winds, O breath.
In other words, come from the four winds, O life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Come from the four winds, O life. Is Jesus life?
Yes.
Is he the wind?
Yes.
Is he the breath?
Yes.
Is he the way?
Yes.
Is he the truth?
Yes.
Is he the life?
Yes.
Is he the manna?
Yes.
Is he the water?
Yes.
Is he the food?
Yes.
Is he the produce?
Yes.
Is he everything?
Yes.
Yes, but everything positive and nothing negative. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That's the way we have to be. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's go.
Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon...
O breath. Come from the four winds, O life of God. And then what?
And breathe upon these slain that they may live.
And breathe ruach into these dry people, these dry bones, this dead church, this disjointed church, this separated church, and give them life. Give them your life. Amen?
Amen.
That's what he's saying. I don't know how many times you've read it before, but that's what he's saying. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, read it again. Read it in the Bible.
Okay. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say...
Prophesy to the wind, the breath, the life. Okay. Then what?
And say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God.
And say to the life, thus saith the Lord God. Thus saith the life. Say to the life, and say, thus saith the life. Because the life knows that you're saying something to the life. Amen?
Amen.
That you're following his commandments. No matter how stupid you think it is, don't think it's stupid. You're stupid if you think it's stupid. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live.
Yeah. Send your life into these slain. Send your spirit, your life. Send yourself into these slain here so that they can live. Amen?
Amen.
Are you slain? Are you dead? You know, many Christians are dead. They're dry. So the Lord didn't just come to preach salvation unto the unsaved out in the world, but he said that the many Christians are like twice dead. And he says that he's warning them, come on, get back to life again. Prophesy unto the wind, amen?
Amen.
To the four winds and tell them, O breath, O life, O God, O Jesus, O Spirit, come into me and give me life. You know, it's later than I think. Make me awake. I don't want to be in a grave. I don't want to be dry bones. I don't want to be dead. I want to be sinew, flesh, and skin on me. And then I'm still dead like Adam was when the Lord first created him. He made him. And then he looked at him and he's a dead corpse laying there, right? Then he came to him and blew the ruach into his nose. Amen? And he came to life just like the dry bones did. Amen? But, you know, even if you've got the shape of a body and your hair and skin and sinew and flesh and all this, you still have to have the breath of life in you or you're dead. Amen? You have to have Christ in you. You have to have God in Christ in you. Right? Okay, go ahead.
The Lord told Ezekiel to say to the wind, O breath. This means that the wind is the breath.
And that the breath is the spirit. And it's the life. Amen? If they're dead corpses, and the wind is supposed to bring breath into these dead souls, like God blew the breath of life into Adam, well, then they're dead. But when he blows his breath, when the wind blows, or when the Lord blows, amen, then there's life. Blow the man not down, but bring him up, amen?
Amen.
Then what?
The wind and the breath in this verse are the Hebrew word ruach. Then verse 14 says, quote, and shall put my spirit in you, unquote.
Okay, read it. I will put my spirit in you, my wind, my breath, my life, me in you, okay? Okay, then what?
And shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land.
Hallelujah! I'm not in a graveyard, amen?
Amen.
We make noise, don't we?
Yes.
You know, when the wind blows, it makes a noise. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
I used to hear the wind in Windham, Montana, whistling through the house at night. The wind has the sound, you know? Hallelujah! All right, then what?
And then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord.
That I did, the Lord says. Not only is he all the, he's the wind, the breath, the life, the spirit, the food, the water. He does it all, amen?
Amen.
And he created us out of the dirt of the ground. And then he comes right after that looking at us as long as he did, whatever it is. And he blows some breath into our nose and we become living souls. And then to be reunited to the Lord, we have to have the wind to come into us, amen?
Yeah.
In other words, the Lord, the Spirit of God, and has to enter us in order for us to be living again. Amen?
Yeah.
Alive eternally. Then what?
Spirit in this verse is also ruach. Thus,
what verse?
Verse 14.
Are you reading?
Yes. And shall put my spirit in you, and ye
am
shall...
Am I ruach in you? Which is the same as the wind, amen?
Yeah.
Ruach is the wind. So what's the difference? The wind is the same as the spirit, is the same as God, is the same as life, is the eternal life. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
And ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord.
Doesn't that build faith in you, the word of God?
Yes.
This isn't me. This is the word of God, you know? I'm not the wind, but the Lord puts the wind in me, the spirit, and I... And then he talks out of his word and out of us. Amen?
Yeah.
We all supposed to do that, right?
Yes.
Then what?
Thus the wind is the breath, is the spirit.
Is the life, okay? It's all the same. Wind, breath, spirit. Wind, breath, spirit is all ruach. Amen?
Amen.
That's what the Bible says. The Hebrew word is the same in every one of them. Same thing in Greek. It's neamach. It's the same thing. Wind, spirit, life. Wind, spirit, breath. Amen? The same as life. All right, then what?
When the Lord or the wind blows, he is the wind. When we breathe him, he is the breath and our life.
He is our breath. When we breathe him in. Amen? And he's our life. Praise the Lord. Then what?
When he is in us, he is the spirit, eternal life.
And he's our eternal breath. Then what?
The Lord comes and goes as the wind. We receive him as the breath.
I used to hear the wind come and go, you know, and out there on the Great Plains, you hear it coming and going all the time. Sometimes you mistake it for wolves or coyotes howling in the hills. But man, it's such how you can hear the wind has a voice. The Lord has a voice. And the wind is real, and the voice of the wind is real. Amen?
Amen.
The wind of the Spirit is real, and his voice is real. Otherwise, he wouldn't be telling Ezekiel to be prophesying to the four winds, would he? To bring breath into these dead, dry bones, these separated, these disjointed bones, dry bones, that is, and then what?
He gets into us by being a spirit, a life-giving spirit.
How else could he get into us unless he got into us by the breath, by a spirit? Amen?
Amen.
He cannot physically get into us. That's why Jesus had to be crucified, buried, then raised up from the dead so he could become a life-giving spirit, because he was confined to time and space. He could only be in one place at a time. Amen? But because if he gave us life and then becomes a life-giving spirit, he can enter all over the world, people. Amen?
Yes.
As the wind, the breath, the life, the air. All right? The ruach, the neema in Greek. It's all the same word. And what?
He gets into us by being a spirit, a life-giving spirit, because the spirit is life.
The Bible does say a life-giving spirit. And why does it say that? Because he imparts the spirit unto us and we become life-giving spirits by imparting his spirit to others. Amen?
Amen.
Because we can't impart life to anybody unless we have that life in us. And so we're many spirits that are joined to a life-giving spirit which enables us to impart life into others by his spirit mingled with our spirit, right? Then what?
The bones organized together with noise and shaking.
Yeah, it was a noisome thing. It stopped being a graveyard, quiet, right?
Right.
And it started making noise, amen?
Amen.
And there was a big shaking going on, right? The Bible says. It's shaking and noise. Okay, then what?
Before
a whole lot of shaking. Amen?
Amen?
I'm from the record industry, and I remember that song way back then. I can't remember the words anymore. But there was a whole lot of shaking going on. Amen?
Amen.
And noise, too. All right? It's not a graveyard. All right, then what?
Before the Spirit came, before salvation came, we were dry bones. We were not only slain and dried up, but we were also buried in graves and in the valley.
According to the Bible, yes, we were in the graves. And the Lord said, he'll open those graves, you know, if we just hear, if we receive the wind, the ruach, the neema, the life, the spirit, the wind, the breath, amen, the Lord, and what?
After Ezekiel's prophesying, quote, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone, verse 7.
Read it. Bone to his bone. I mean, they all bones belong to, your bones belong to you. So you don't want some other bone to be joined to your bone, bone to your bone, right?
Yes.
You want to be put together right, okay? Amen?
Amen.
Because these bones got to walk around, amen?
Amen.
Amen. And prophesy and tell what the word of the Lord is. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone.
That's out of the Bible. Okay, then what?
Before Ezekiel prophesied what God commanded him to prophesy, the dry bones were quiet and separate. It was a cemetery full of dried and buried bones in a very quiet place.
Do you know anybody that's quiet, that you can't hardly hear them talk? Vista fa morto. Come on, wake up. Let's make some noise. Amen?
Amen.
You know what the noise is? We got to be praising the Lord. That's the noise. All of us are to make noise in the service. Amen?
Yes.
We can all make noise praising. We can all make noise thanking. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah, we can all rejoice. The Psalms is full of making noise, of joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Noise, not a joyful quiet. Amen?
Amen?
It says noise. So I just want you to know that I'm not unscriptural. All right? Then what?
Our home church meetings, services, however, must not be like a cemetery.
Amen. There we go. Then what?
When we gather together, there must be, quote, noise and shaking, unquote.
That doesn't mean to get up there like Jerry Lee Lewis. Or Elvis. The noise in here. Okay, keep going.
When the Spirit as the wind blows upon us, how could we be silent?
Right, when you feel the Spirit of the Lord, I mean, there's the noise, the wind, is you can hear the wind, the noise, the word of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
You have to make a joyful noise when you feel the Lord so that you know that you, he knows that you appreciate him. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Our services must be full of the proper noise.
Yeah, not improper noise, proper noise. Okay, no silence. All noise, all right? But it has to be proper noise, like praising and thanking and so on. Amen?
Amen.
And then what?
There must be a proper noise where the wind blows, where everyone speaks, everyone prays, everyone...
Everyone praises, everyone... Then what?
And everyone gives thanks.
Yeah, that means everybody's participating. Amen?
Amen.
Because everyone feels the wind. Right? Or no.
Amen.
Okay. Then what?
The Psalms tell us to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, 66 verse 1.
Okay, read it.
Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Psalm 81 verse 1. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob.
Right, to the wind, amen? The breath, the Spirit. The Lord is Spirit and life. God is Spirit, and he is to be worshipped in spirit. I mean, not quiet, okay? And the wind noise, amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Then what?
95 verses 1 and 2. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms.
Amen. Some of these Pentecostal churches get a little carried away. It doesn't say throw your babies in the air and out the window, you know. We've got to do this properly. Amen?
Amen.
With wisdom. Okay, what else?
98:4. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Verse 6. With trumpets and sound of cornet make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Psalm 100, verse 1, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands.
In other words, that means praise and thank him and give thanksgiving unto him and sing and loudly. Amen?
Amen.
Then you could read a psalm on your own, not now, but 150, and it tells about all kinds of noise, you know, unto the Lord. High-sounding cymbals and so on. All right, then what?
After the bones came together, quote, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them, verse 8.
Right, just like Adam laying there. There's nothing in there. They look like humans, and they are a body, but the body needs life. So you could have a church, and it looks like a church, and there's a steeple on it, and there's people in there, but they need the Lord, amen?
Amen.
The Spirit, the proper Spirit, the real Spirit of the Lord. Not something manufactured. Okay, go ahead.
Ezekiel 37:8. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them.
It's laying there like dead people. A lot of dead churches, amen? Okay, then what?
After the bones came together, the sinews, flesh, and skin covered them. This covering caused their appearance to be much better.
Yeah, they look good. You know, people go to church and look good, but they need life. Amen?
Amen.
What good is looks? Okay, then what?
Before all this, they were dry bones, but they became a body without breath.
A church without breath, life. They're disjointed, separated, not together. Okay, then what?
It is the wonderful, marvelous work of the Lord that the house could come together without life in them.
Yeah, that they're all there, but there's no life in them. He's the one that put them together, right?
Yes.
But now he was the one that put Adam together, but there still wasn't life in him. Right?
Right.
Or wrong?
Right.
Oh, that's right. Okay, good. You're fighting back now. So there still needs to be life, okay? Okay, then what?
Ezekiel, like all the Bible, must be interpreted in the Spirit in a spiritual way. Before God in Christ entered us to restore, renew us to life, regenerate us, we were just like dry bones, dead. God's salvation is not only for sinful people, but for professing Christians who also are dead people. Because that we were dead and dry, we were also scattered.
Yeah, like dry bones, we were scattered. We don't have any clear direction. Clear direction only comes from the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd, my guide, my lamp, my light. Without the Lord, we have no direction. You're just disjointed, and you're going one way after another. You never know where to go or what to do every second of the day. But when you have the Spirit in you, well, then you know where to go and what to do. I know whether to do this now, or should I wait later to do this later tonight? No, the Lord says do it now. Okay, then what?
Whether we were unsaved sinners or fallen away backsliders, former believers, our status was that we were dead and buried in a grave. Many Christians are dead and dry, scattered, disjointed. They are not connected to anyone.
Let alone the body of Christ. We have to be joined as one unit to the body of Christ by the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Otherwise you're separated, you're a dry bone. You're not in the body. You're not in the Lord, and the Lord's not in you. So repent. Get back to the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Before it's too late. Okay, what else?
The Lord came to save us, rescue us through the prophesying of His Word. As Ezekiel prophesied, the bones came together, and the sinews, the flesh, and the skin covering them. Symbol is of the body of...
Symbol, yes. Which is symbolic of the body. Okay.
Yes. Which is symbolic of the body of or out of Christ.
The body of Christ, or the body that's out of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Or the body which is Christ. Christ's body. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Which is symbolic of the body of or out of Christ, God in Christ's doing.
All right, now let's read the third chapter of the book of Ezekiel, because I really love that. It tells us, you know, what our duty is. And why what the purpose of the Lord was to put His Spirit in us so that we could appropriate a bride for Him. Amen. If we're not helping to bring about a bride, or if you're not helping those that are bringing forth, helping appropriate the bride, then you're worthless. I mean, instead of hindering people that are the frontliners, that are soul winners, you should be praying for them, and you should be helping them in every way that you know how. Amen?
Amen.
Otherwise, there will be no reward for you. If you can't preach like Peter and pray like Paul, well, you can do other things. Amen?
Amen?
You can help. What does that song say? You can what?
Tell the world about Jesus.
Huh?
Tell the world about Jesus.
Yeah. If you cannot pray like Peter or preach like Peter... And you cannot pray like Paul, then what? You can tell the world about Jesus, can't you?
Yes.
Okay, then what?
Chapter 3. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, eat that that thou findest. Eat this roll, and go speak unto the house of Israel.
Well, he's saying eat there again. Isn't that something? This is what we're preaching, is eating and drinking, right?
Mm-hmm.
He says, eat this roll. That's chapter 3?
Yes.
Okay. Chapter 3, eat this roll. In other words, eat these words. Eat my, in other words, read what I say and then do it. Eat it, okay? Not be as a horse who goes to the water but doesn't drink. Go to the water and eat. Here's a cup, now drink it. In other words, here's what I want you to do, now do it. Here's the platter that I'm putting before you, now eat, do it. Eat it, okay? If somebody tells you to eat a steak, you don't just stare there and look at it, do you? You might not like steak. Maybe you like stir fry. So they put stir fry in front of me and it says, eat it. Do you know what that means? That doesn't mean to just sit there and stare at it, does it?
No.
It means get busy. Amen?
Amen?
Start chewing. Start moving that fork up to your face. All right, then what?
So I opened my mouth and he caused me to eat that roll.
He caused me to do it. He caused me to eat his word. And he says, now here's what this word is saying. Go out there and tell the people. That's what I want you to do. Well, this is a hard pill to swallow, Lord. This is a hard beefsteak to eat and digest. Well, the Lord says, I don't care whether you like it or not. Do it if you want to live eternally. Now, I'm telling you, do it, or the souls of all these people will be required at your hand. Now, go ahead.
And he said unto me, Son of man, cause thy belly to eat, and fill thy bowels with this roll that I give thee.
With this task that I give you. All right? Then what?
Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness.
When I started to do it, when it entered my belly, and I really had to do it, boy, it got bitter. I mean, like John's sandwich. Amen? In the book of Revelation. Okay, go ahead.
And he said unto me, Son of man, go, get thee unto the house of Israel, and speak with my words unto them.
He didn't say stay in your house. He said get over to the house of Israel. Okay. And then do what?
And speak with my words unto them.
The words that I'm making you eat. These words that I'm giving you. Then what?
For thou art not sent to a people of a strange speech. And
I'm not sending you to China where you don't know how to speak the language and they don't understand you. I'm sending you to people that understand you and you understand their language. Here in the United States, in all English-speaking countries, we're sent. And we have translators translating it too. So the Lord, we're taking on a lot. We're biting off a lot. Then what?
For thou art not sent to a people of a strange speech and of an hard language, but to the house of Israel.
Now the Lord told us to go to the whole world. He told Ezekiel just to go to Israel. Amen?
Amen.
Well, he said for us to go ye into the whole world. Okay, so that's what we got to do. I mean, I read that, I eat it, and we got to do it. Amen?
Amen.
What, am I going to disbelieve part of the word of God?
No.
Or am I going to get busy and do what he says, go to all the world? Get out into the highways and hedges. Go to every nation, to every tongue, to every kindred, every person. Don't leave any stone unturned. Because this is the last call. Then what else?
Not to many people of a strange speech and of an hard language, whose words thou canst not understand. Surely had I sent thee to them, they would have hearkened unto thee. But the house of Israel will not hearken unto thee.
He's telling you, the people of the world are not going to hearken unto me. But nevertheless, go and do it or you're going to hell. Because I don't want them to say that I never sent a prophet to them, okay? When they're standing up here before me, they're not going to listen to you. They're going to hell. But I want them to not accuse me of not sending somebody to them to tell them what's going to happen to them. That's why I'm not afraid to tell presidents, kings, I don't care who it is, gangsters, churches all over the world, the cults, false religions, everybody. You got to tell it to everybody because the Lord doesn't want you to let somebody get up before the judgment bar of God without having been told the word of God. Because if you do, their soul is going to be required at your hand. Because you were lazy, you didn't work while you were here. When we get on the other side, that's the time to rest. But here, we're supposed to work. Amen?
Amen.
Anybody that's laying around, they can't be in this church because they can't be in the kingdom of heaven because the Bible measures, it says that by the measurement. Amen?
Amen?
We have to be obedient to the Lord's word. Okay, then what?
But the house of Israel will not hearken unto thee, for they will not hearken unto me.
See, they're not going to hearken unto you because they don't even want to hearken to me, God said. That's why I'm sending them to hell, and I want them to know that I've sent a prophet to them to tell them so. Okay, then what?
For all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted.
The whole world is that way now. You don't need to get frustrated over it. The Lord says, they don't even listen to me, so they're not going to listen to you. Just go and tell them, though, so that they can... I'm getting off the hook, okay? You're getting me off the hook. That way I can freely send them to hell. There's no excuse for them. Because they deserve to go to hell, all right? Because they reject my word, my spirit, my breath. They willingly reject life, okay? They love to be dead, dry bones. Then what?
Behold, I have made thy face strong against their faces, and thy forehead strong against their foreheads.
Well, they think that us people like that have got a hard head, man. We just don't listen to them. Because we listen to God, amen?
Amen.
Oh, well, you don't do things my way. No, I don't, okay? I don't care who you are. You know I don't do things your way, right?
Right.
I do it the Lord's way. If you're right, then that's fine. You know, everything's fine. But if you're wrong, I'm not doing it your way. You're not changing my flint-like head. All right, then what?
As an adamant harder than flint have I made thy forehead.
Yeah, hard head. Then what?
Fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house.
Yeah. I've seen the FBI and sitting in a witness, and I hate Tony. He was just like that. And Dick Stein says, look at Jerry. Have you ever seen a man that had so much hatred in his face? And the guy was just seething in the witnessing stand there at me. He was like, I mean, it looked like a cartoon, you know? Just like huffing and puffing. Yeah, you like that, you know? I mean, it was unbelievable, and I thought, this guy's going to pull a rod on me and kill me, because I've never really seen anything like that except in cartoons, you know, when I was a kid. You know? It was unbelievable. Read that line again.
Fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks.
That was really getting a look from this dude. Okay, then what else?
Though they be a rebellious house. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, all my words that I shall speak unto thee, receive in thine heart, and hear with thine ears.
Yeah, hear what I'm saying, and you better do what I'm telling you, all right? Or you're going to be in the same lake of fire that they're going to be in. Because they don't listen to me, and if you wind up not listening to me, by God, you're going to the lake of hell, then the lake of fire. Anyone that doesn't listen to me is gone. Bye. Then what?
And go get thee to them of the captivity unto the children of thy people, and speak unto them, and tell them, Thus saith the Lord God, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear.
Whether they do or don't hear, just get to them to get me off the hook, you hear? So they don't think I was a bad God sending them to hell because they hadn't heard. Because I want you to make them hear. I don't want you to leave one person that doesn't hear. To go to every person. Then what?
Then the Spirit took me up, and I heard behind me a voice of a great rushing, saying, Blessed be the glory of the Lord from his place.
Isn't that something, how on the day of Pentecost this great rushing of wind came down?
Yes.
And filled them with the power of God? Amen?
Amen.
Well, that was the Lord, amen?
Amen.
The wind, in the New Testament, Nehemiah, the same as Ruach, amen?
Amen.
All right, so you see, then what?
I heard also the noise of the wings of the living creatures that touched one another.
Those living creatures which were mentioned in the first chapter of Ezekiel. Okay, then what?
And the noise of the wheels over against them.
Those which are the flying saucers, which have the Spirit of God in them. They're not from another planet. They are filled with the Spirit from heaven. They're coming to earth, warning them, the people of earth, about the pit of hell, about the firmament, or the breath, the wind, the Spirit, the life, and that which is above the firmament, the kingdom of heaven. Amen?
Amen.
It's in the first chapter of Ezekiel. I can't read the whole Bible to you on these tapes. It just, time doesn't allow, and the Spirit will, you know, get to that at one point or whenever he will. So, then what?
I heard also the noise of the wings of the living creatures that touched one another, and the noise of the wheels over against them, and a noise of a great rushing.
Well, because these people are of the Lord, and all the people of the Lord make a noise. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah, that's more like it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Everything of the Lord makes a noise. He's not a graveyard. Heaven is not a graveyard. It's full of laughing and hilarity and joy and happiness. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Then what?
So the Spirit lifted me up and took me away, and I went in bitterness in the heat of my spirit. But the hand of the Lord was strong upon me. Then I came to them of the captivity at Tel Abib that dwelt by the river of Chebar, and I sat where they were, and I sat where they sat, and remained there astonied among them 7 days. And it came to pass...
Well, he didn't do anything but just sit there for 7 days, astonished. Or he didn't do anything, not until after the seventh day when the Lord came down again and had him do something else. Amen?
Amen.
He's walked, this man walks by the Spirit, right?
Yes.
He didn't go out and do great and mighty works of his own, what he thought might be right or what he thought might be good, but he was led by the Spirit. Okay, then what?
And it came to pass at the end of 7 days that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me.
Yeah, do it. This is good. What else?
When I say unto the wicked, Thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand.
Yeah, so if you don't go and tell people what I'm telling you to tell them, if you don't warn them that there's going to be a judgment and I'm going to send their soul to hell if they don't repent, then their blood, their soul, is required at your hand. You're going to be guilty of their soul going to hell. And because of that, you're going to hell too. Woe be unto me, Paul said, if I preach not this gospel. Amen?
Amen.
Because I'd be a castaway too. I'd go to hell just like the sinner. Because I would be disobeying God's command. He says, go to them and tell them and convince them. And if they don't hear you, well, then just shake the dust your feet off them. Don't care. All right? But you better tell them. Then what?
Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way.
If you tell them, and they still don't repent, well, that's okay, then you're off the hook. Amen?
Amen.
Because you told them, and I'm off the hook too, because you told them. Okay, go ahead.
He shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul.
You've delivered your soul unto them, and so you're off the hook. And you made me off the hook too. They knew there was a problem. You did what I said. You're righteous. If you don't, you're unrighteous, and all unrighteousness, there's no unrighteousness to enter the kingdom of heaven. In other words, no disobedient person is going to enter the kingdom of heaven. Well, but I didn't go and tell them. Then you're just as disobedient as Saul, I mean King Saul, and you're just as disobedient as Judas because you quit. Or you decided not to do it. Even though God said to do it, you said no. You didn't say no with your voice, but you said it by your actions. You never moved. You were not moved by the Spirit. Moved means you never did what the Spirit was urging you to do, the Word of God was urging you to do. You're guilty. Then what?
Again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity.
In other words, if you're a righteous person, you think, and you turn away from being righteous, you get sick and tired, you've been out witnessing, you're away from family and friends, and you just say, listen, I've been out here so many months, and I'm sick and tired of being out here. All your reward is taken away from you, dupey. Now, listen to this. Read that again, because this is what the Lord is saying here. You were righteous, but now you're unrighteous. You have to continue on to the end. Amen?
Amen.
The whole Bible says that. Go ahead.
Again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay...
Which means is you reject the Lord and do what he says. That's sin. Heinous sin. Heinous sin. Then what?
And I lay a stumbling block before him.
But in other words, I tell him to do something that he doesn't want to do. Doesn't think it's really of the Lord because it's not comfortable to do it. You want to leave the comfort of your home or your room or your wherever you hang out. Read that again. Just that last part.
And commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him.
The stumbling block is that he gives you something that you don't want to do, and so you don't do it.
We're supposed to do everything that the Lord thy God tells us to do. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
When a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die. Because thou hast not given him warning, he shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he hath done shall not be remembered.
You know, God won't remember any righteous thing that he ever did when you stop serving the Lord. Well, I've been in the church for 34 years. What is that? You're dead. Twice dead. Plucked up by the roots. A dead branch. An unfruitful tree which must be hewn down. You sick, sick person. You dead. Dead. Dry, bone, disjointed, separated person. Then what?
But his blood will I require at thine hand.
Because you didn't tell the righteous man, oh God, he's been in the church so long, you know. The Lord tested me with that when he told me to go to Abe Schneider when I was only about a year old, and the Lord, maybe not even that. And he had been in the Lord for 50 years old. Lord God, don't make me go to him and tell him. He was telling people that if you get saved, and your wife, who was a whore, and because she committed adultery and everything, and you left her and got married to another one, Abe was telling that you have to go back to that first wife, to that whore, and divorce your godly, spiritual wife. And the Lord told me, tell him. And I says, you know, he's 50 years old in the Lord, and he wasn't even in the Lord. I was just too young to know it then, you know. I thought he was all right. I knew he was wrong in that point, but I didn't know the Lord was that upset with him to have me, a young babe, go and tell him what the truth was. And so like I read, you know, later about Jeremiah, he says, let them not, don't say that you're young, amen, in the Lord. My word, you can take the least esteemed person in the church and read this word, and they can judge that you are evil if you're telling people to go get married to a sinner, a whore. Or that you have to be united with a whore. Now tell them. I says, all right. So I got on the phone, I dropped the dime. I called Abe Schneider. He had a big Hebrew work, which was really a dead work. And I says, Abe, the Lord told me to call you and tell you that you have to stop telling people that they have to go back to their first wife, especially when they're not serving the Lord. They're not saved, and they got married to somebody. Well, I appreciate you saying that, but I don't receive it. I says, I told him, you know. I told him. I delivered my soul unto him. And I'm off the hook. Amen? And Abe died soon after that. He was sitting at a hospital. And I tell you how godly he was. He laid hands on a person and prayed for him to be healed, and the person died immediately. And then he was sitting waiting out to pray for somebody else in the hallway of the hospital, and he gave up the ghost, and his eyes were wide open. Then we went to his funeral, and they did such a bad job on embalming him that one of his eyes was open in the casket. I says, oh, my God. And the other one was half open. They didn't sew his eyes shut or whatever they do to keep their eyes shut. And he's in hell because he disobeyed the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
You can't get and no disobedience. The same disobedience is the same as witchcraft. So he gives you something to do and you don't want to do it. So that's the stumbling block. It stumbled you because you didn't think it was right. I didn't think it was right to tell Abe Schneider that and a lot of things that the Lord told me to do. But I did it. I bit the bullet and did it. And thank God I did. I had enough of God and then enough fear of the Lord in me to go and tell anybody. I don't care how old you are on the Lord anymore. Okay, or you say you are in the Lord, or how long you've been sitting dead in this church. Don't try to tell that to baby Christians in this church, because you're sitting in this church and throwing souls is going to get yourself, if you don't pull yourself together, your dry bones, is going to get you into the lake of fire. All right, now go ahead.
Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man that the righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live. Because he is warned, also thou hast delivered thy soul.
You're off the hook. What?
And the hand of the Lord was there upon me, and he said unto me, Arise, go.
Oh, wait a minute. You know, this Abe Schneider had a... We would witness to people where there's smoke-infested places and everything like that, and we'd never tell them, you must put out your cigarettes in order to talk to holy us. You know, we are holier than God. Jesus went down to the wine bibbers and everything, all right? He didn't tell them, now, you all have to drop your drinks and all that kind of stuff, right? And you have to clean up and go wash yourselves and everything before I'll talk to you. But Abe had a sign in his car, no smoking permitted, and, you know, and he kept himself fastidiously clean. His fingernails were always manicured, and he always had the, you know, everything was just spick and span on him. But inside, he was full of poison. Amen? The devil was in him. Okay, then what?
And the hand of the Lord was there upon me, and he said unto me, Arise, go forth into the plain, and I will there talk with thee. Then I arose and went forth into the plain.
That's beautiful. He says, go out into the plain, and he got up and went to the plain. He tells people, do this, and they just sit there like a stinking toad and don't make a move. The Lord will tell people, confess, and they just sit there like a stinking toad. And their soul gets more and more corrupt, and it gets harder and harder to reach them, and pretty soon their conscience is seared with the hot iron, and they can no longer repent. The devil, their Lord will not allow them to repent, and their Lord is the devil. Then what?
Then I arose and went forth into the plain, and behold, the glory of the Lord stood there, as the glory which I saw by the river of Chebar, and I fell upon my face. Then the Spirit entered into me, and set me upon my feet, and spake with me, and said unto me, Go, shut thyself within thine house.
See, the Spirit entered into him, and the Spirit did enter into the prophets from time to time, but the Spirit didn't stay with him. You see, there was a seven-day lapse here, and there was maybe a year lapse, or 2 or 3 years lapse there, but the Spirit of the Lord in the saints today is in them all the time. He never leaves or forsakes them. However, you know, saints do leave and forsake the Lord, and they become Antichrist. The saints that leave the Lord are not holy. They're Antichrist, wicked. They become evil spirits. Then what?
But thou, O son of man, behold, they shall put bands upon thee, and shall bind thee with them, and thou...
Tell them in advance they're going to bind you up and take you away. And he says, well, that's the way it is, that's the way it is. Lord said it's going to happen, so there's no way I can run from it. I might as well just be full of the Spirit of the Lord and full of the fear of God and just let him do it. Some people say, oh, but my precious skin, your mousy, rotten, stinking, skinny or fat flesh. It's better to do what the Lord says, no matter how painful it is. Amen?
Amen.
And get into heaven, huh?
Amen.
If you think I'm a person that's going to compliment you or the Lord, forget it. Okay? Quit babying yourself. That isn't what the gospel is all about. He didn't want to get bound in fetters and chains, did he?
No.
Any more than you ne'er-do-well want to be bound and chained. Amen?
Amen?
Okay, what else?
But thou, O son of man, behold, they shall put bands upon thee, and shall bind thee with them, and thou shalt not go out among them. And I will make thy tongue cleave to the roof of thy mouth.
I mean, I'm going to let you talk. Okay, then what?
That thou shalt be dumb, and shalt not be to them a reprover, for they are a rebellious house.
Yeah, and certain people the Lord doesn't even want you to witness to, don't you? Cast not your pearls before the swine, amen?
Amen.
But the Lord will make the tongue cleave to the roof of your mouth. You're not to choose who's the one that's supposed to be witnessed to or not. Some of the most wicked people in the world are the ones that's going to be the greatest soul winners, okay? Once they get saved. Some people just want to witness to, you know, nice, clean, lamby-looking people, like little lambs, right? Little goody-two-shoes, and some of those people are the most wicked, rotten people on the face of this earth. Who did the Lord go after in the 60s? But hippies. The wicked, clean-looking weasels in their clean-up church and everything wouldn't even allow them to come into the church until they first cut their hair and changed their clothes and, you know, started looking like them. Susie told them, if that's all this world needs to do is clean up and cut your hair, so all we need then is barbershops, right? Right? Just send a person to a barbershop and they'll be saved. Huh? You don't think that's funny? Well, then you're funny. Okay, what else?
But when I speak with thee, I will open thy mouth, and thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord God. He that heareth, let him hear, and he that forbeareth, let him forbear, for they are a rebellious house.
Yeah, so those of you that hear what this message is, and this is a consistent message throughout the Bible, then hear it and then do it. And those of you that don't want to hear this and remember this and reprove yourselves in the, with this Word of God on a consistent basis, as it is throughout the Bible, then don't. Okay? The unholy will stay unholy, amen? And the righteous will remain righteous. He tells you to go over to the desert, go. If he says you're going to be chained and bound and sent to prison or killed, then just get in the spirit, amen, and get ready for the, you know, the judgment day. Be ready to enter the kingdom of heaven. That's like getting out of a broken down old Ford in this world and going into, this is a bad analogy, but into a Rolls Royce, amen. Getting out of this mud ball and into the most glorious place in the whole universe. Well, this is Tony Alamo, and this was tape number 32 on eating and drinking, and the Lord bless you, and keep eating, keep drinking, praise the Lord.